You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I apologize to anyone on hold who had to hear my profanity. It's the people who are listening on the radio did not have to deal with it. So, Personal apology to everyone on hold. We have audio. There we go. You want to do it again where I'm not talking over it?
Yeah.
Just so you... Nobody's having more fun with today's show than Jack Fritz.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be having a ball back there.
Oh, it's one of my favorite shows of all time. It's going to be a great season.
Jack, man, the Phillies' pressure on you lasted 2 days.
Yep.
2 days.
He couldn't move on fast enough.
Yeah, come on.
Unbelievable. Sirianni saved you.
Yeah.
Embiid saved
Sirianni
you.
Sirianni definitely saved
you. Oh, yeah. Siri, it was like you, maybe you put a worm in Sirianni's head.
Yeah, and told him to yell at the fans.
Distract everyone.
Yeah. It's not Bryce's fault.
We have great audio of Bill Belichick leveling the entire front office of the New York Giants. We'll play that for you right after we talk to Chuck. I'm glad to talk to you today, Chuck. How are you?
Spike the Worm Eskin. How are you?
Love where this is trending.
No, I refuse to be accused of having a worm. We never accused Jack of any Phillies worm.
Because I'm fair and balanced.
Yo, Mike. What's up, Mike?
What up, Chuck?
What's going on? Hey, I spoke to Jack. And this is, hey, here's the thing. You have to get Joel healthy in the playoffs.
Now we got
is Chuck doing the work.
Oh, come on, man.
You can't allow him to not be healthy. Another excuse. Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of BS, Mikey. You know it.
I don't think it's BS.
Like, you got a worm in you so big, I expect you to be doing a worm at the next wedding you go to, the dance. You'll be on the floor doing the worm, I guarantee you.
Chuck, what would you do if you were in this situation?
I'm going to tell you what I'd do, right? To be honest with you,
yes.
I would have traded Joel and be a long time ago, okay?
Okay.
I would have signed up for another 5 years of this garbage.
Okay.
Like, every year, this guy does the same thing. At least he waits to January sometimes. He did it in October. He just don't care. You know what I mean? He don't care about winning a championship.
That's not true.
Mike, and I wish you would just get it through your head.
No.
Let me give you a reason why he doesn't care. Listen, he could have elected not to go to the Olympics, okay? He decided to want to go to the Olympics because he wanted to be, you know, he wanted to be an Olympian in the USA, a country where he's not even from. But he wanted to win Olympics here in this country. Okay, I get that. All right? But, you know, MVPs, the Olympics, you know, all-star appearances, you know, shoe deals, all that's the money. That's what means.
Sounds like Bryce to me.
Being a champion.
Sounds like Bryce to me.
No, let's not bring Bryce. No, we're not bringing Bryce in this.
Did Bryce come back? Can I ask you something?
You're deflecting.
Did Bryce come back early to play in the All-Star game? Did Bryce come back early to play in the All-Star game?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Let me tell you about what Bryce did, right? Bryce has been to a World Series. Okay, he's been to the level where he had the opportunity of winning a championship. He's been to an NLCS. Joel has never been out the second round. Right?
Yes.
So I'm tired of that comparison.
So that's what we're trying to do this year.
You cannot do that, Spike. It doesn't work like that. Can't just turn it on come May and April, man.
But that's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to do the same thing the Raptors did with Kawhi.
When the Sixers went, that was one time, when the Sixers went to the finals in 2001, everybody know they came up short. You know, their best player he was like a maniac coming into that season. He knew he was going to be traded during the offseason, and he had a point to prove. Okay, so he came in with a determined mindset, and everybody else followed.
Hold up. Chuck.
Kevin Garnett,
Allen Iverson, if Allen Iverson had taken better care of himself in the offseason, Allen Iverson Allen Iverson did his career a disservice by not taking practice seriously, by not taking his body seriously. It shortened his career. It made his peak shorter. And he could, yes, when he played in the games, he was all in. But being all in as an athlete is more than just playing when the games are going on. So I think Allen Iverson is a cautionary tale. You know, Allen Iverson, everybody loves Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson was a great player and definitely gave his all. But if the most important thing to Allen Iverson was winning a championship, Allen Iverson would have taken his health more seriously. Allen Iverson would have taken practice more seriously, but he didn't.
Talking about one season, Spike, just that one season. You know what I'm saying? This is the season Joel said that he wants to win a championship. He wants to, you know, solidify his name and legacy. This season, right? Well, why aren't you playing in the game opener, in the home opener, to set a tone for your team? That team came out 10-0 in 2001. And I'm not making this about the 0-1-6s. I'm just making it, you cannot just ramp it up come April and May. I like to see how this works out. Like you, this plan that you guys have, this master plan that Joel Embiid is just going to be this magnificent player because he's healthy come playoff time. Newsflash. Every team, recent team that's won, they've had cohesiveness. You got new players on his team that he needs to be building a bond with. Yet he's on the shelf again. You know what I'm saying? At the beginning of the year. God forbid if anything happens to Maxie. I hope that he stays healthy because we're going to have to ride this thing with him. Because, you know what I mean? Because these guys, you can't depend on these guys. And if you play that clip a little longer, Kevin Garnett said that, you know, it messes up the rhythm of the team. It's not even about them getting rest this and the third. It's just that I can't count on Paul Pierce if he's in and out the lineup every night. You got to build, man. And that's not what he's doing right now. I'm tired of the excuses, man. This year, you say you want to win a championship. You focus on a winning championship. This is the most important start right now.
No, it's not.
You know, you come out and you prove that. Especially
but it's not, Chuck. These games are not the most important. They're not. Nobody even pays attention to the NBA until Christmas.
That's true.
But it's opening
night. Opening night. Yes.
And it would be nice if he was able to play. But I would rather he not play if they don't think he's ready to play. I don't know what else to tell you. You don't like him, but let me tell you, if he does succeed, you're going to be calling up kissing his ass just like you did last year during the playoffs. You know you're going to switch sides like you do.
I didn't kiss his ass, Spike. I just simply appreciated him playing with the injuries he played with. But we don't want to – you know, that has nothing to do with the price of milk in China right now. What I'm saying is that, you know, we have to build with these guys. It doesn't work like that, man. I'm trying to tell you. You know what I mean? Then he's going to mess around, I tell you. We're going to get a lower seed because he's going to be in and out of the lineup all year long. He's supposed to be our best player. And we're going to wind up playing one of those teams that we should be playing in the second round or on the Eastern Conference Finals and wind up getting our asses back.
You got to play them all anyway. You got to play them all anyway, Chuck. Thanks for the call, man.
It's a thing about playing them when you're supposed to play them. I don't want to play the Boston Celtics in the first round or the second round. If I can wait to the Eastern Conference Finals to play them, I would. I don't want to play Milwaukee the first round or maybe the Knicks in the first round.
I don't know. I'd rather play the team in the first round before I've been beat up by two other teams, if that's what you're going to tell me.
But you build playoff cohesiveness. You build continuity with your team. You build that playoff brick. You know what I'm saying? You know, but you don't understand that because, you know,
don't tell me what I understand and what I don't understand, Chuck. The truth is, and thank you for the call, man, they are where they are here now. They are where they are, and they have to deal with it the best way they can. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to trade Joel Embiid 5 years ago, God bless you. I don't know if you're right, wrong, or indifferent. I don't know what you would have gotten for him. But there are very few players in the NBA who you can look at from a skill standpoint and say that player can be the best player on a championship team. It's a really short list, and everyone seems to think that Boston is the way to build. Boston, because they don't have a top five player, but they have five top 15 or top 20 players or whatever it is, mm-hmm. like that's just as difficult, if not more, to figure out than having one of they have one of those players. They're trying to do it the best way they can. If you think they can never win a championship with him because he's never going to be healthy enough, you might be right. You're probably right. You know, history would suggest that you're right. But this is the player they have. He is a great player, and they're doing what they can to give them the best chance they can.
It does put a little bit of a damper on opening night.
It puts a huge damper on opening yeah. night.
Well, especially
sucks.
No PG, too.
Yes.
Like if Embiid didn't play, whatever. I'm not saying PG should play. It's just yeah. PG
no,
not
just
playing
saying, yeah,
stinks.
We saw him get injured. Yeah, he hyperextended his knee.
Yeah. The PG
thank God he's like mostly okay.
Mostly yeah. okay, yes.
Yeah, I listened to his podcast. He seems to think mm-hmm. that he's fine.
Podcast P?
Yeah, I listen to Podcast P. I don't regularly listen. It's pretty good for... not all these player podcasts are very good. They seem like they have a good time on Podcast P. There's three of them. They hang out.
What you mocked JJ and LeBron's?
Wow. They did not sound like they were having a good time.
They sound like they were setting up.
They were
JJ
scheming.
Yeah. It worked.
They were scheming.
Yes.
So Bill Belichick, was this on the Manning cast?
McAfee, yes.
Oh, it was McAfee. Okay. So they were...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Talking about Saquon Barkley obliterating the Giants, and here's what Belichick had to say. Wow. Is that Belichick trying to get Shane fired so he can have whoever he wants when he goes there?
Right.
Or is it Belichick kissing up to Howie and we get Belichick next year?
Why Eagles fly?
That's a great question. I would imagine.
I mean, that's a good sign they can work together, Ike.
Let me just put it this way. I would imagine that Bill Belichick is angling for the Giants job.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like
yes,
to me.
Yes, that's what I would imagine.
Surprised he didn't call him Mr. Mara.
Yeah.
To really lay it on
and he certainly
thick.
Knows him already.
He's going to keep Dayball.
Or is his dad that he worked for? That was his dad he worked for.
Yeah, but he knows John
Yeah,
Aaron.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yes. It's weird. I forgot to bring this up. I didn't think about it till last night with Dabo. But isn't Dabo and Shane, is it Shane or Shine?
Shane.
They came to the Giants as a package deal.
They came, Shane
Buffalo,
hired
right?
Dabo. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they were in Buffalo together.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, well, maybe Belichick keeps Dable on as his offensive coordinator when he takes over.
Yeah, listen, I'm actually surprised they didn't do Shane the way they did Tennessee's GM after they played after AJ scored 3 touchdowns against him.
Oh, did they fire him?
They fired him the next day.
That was amazing.
It was crazy. I mean, they played in like week 10 or 11.
Huh.
So they kept him there the entire season until the Eagles played the Titans. AJ went ballistic. They fire him the next day.
Well, yeah, because Vrabel was like, you see this? You see what I'm dealing with? Well, he told me to get rid of him.
I'm surprised they didn't do Shane like that yesterday.
Well, I think unless this season goes the other way for the Giants.
They clean it house.
Shane's going to get fired.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, he's getting blamed for the Saquon thing for sure.
100%.
Yes.
And I don't think. The tough thing that Mara goes through now is they've been through so many coaches. Mm-hmm. I think there's this worry that we can't start over again, and we can't start over again, and we can't start over again. Because they had Gettleman, you know, who drafted Saquon where he drafted him.
Yep.
But you just have to keep firing
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and Daniel Jones. You just have to keep firing guys until you get it right.
Yeah.
And I think he'll end
up. But Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
That's a move.
Yes.
Like the Giants hiring Bill Belichick as head coach. You know how New York is. That'll wake New York up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That'll certainly be a topic of conversation up there. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The Mark's half-off event is going on now. Get a jump on the holiday shopping season for half-off. Get all the details at marks-jewelers.com. Do you think that you could beat Elliott Shore Parks in a fight? 94% of the people are saying yes.
Yeah, who's saying no?
Yeah,
that's what I want to find out.
Jack, do you think you'd beat Elliott in a fight?
I've never been in one.
Okay.
Well documented, but yes, I do think I would beat Elliott in a fight.
No. Mike, obviously, you think you'd beat Elliott in a fight.
I would not even fight Elliott.
Yes, we want to give him a chance.
Yeah.
Would I beat Elliott in a fight? I don't know. He's taking these boxing classes. I'm old.
It is very worrisome, the boxing class.
Yeah.
Yes.
The replacement hit for the bad back.
I love the whole... Because I'm using the subway.
I know.
Yes.
We are getting Elliott to admit some pretty shocking things on this show. I mean, last week called his mom about Sirianni because people were being mean.
Yeah.
Taking boxing classes because he's on the subway once a week, maybe.
Man. Wait, did he say that's why he's taking the boxing classes?
Yes.
Because he takes the L.
Yeah.
He's going to need to get in a brawl.
He obviously hasn't taken the L enough to know that they don't fight. Fighting is just the least of your worries.
Yeah, Elliot, if something bad happens on the L, I don't think
your boxing class is not going to save you, brother.
He's like, come here. Let's go.
They're not going to stop and put on headgear and gloves for you to fuck.
What's he going
to
be, the fighting Irish guy in the subway? He's like, come on, let's go a few rounds, me and you, Elliot.
It's not the 1920s. Is that how it works?
That's probably how you would fight, too. Put him up.
Put him up. Put on your gloves.
I learned this in my boxing class.
Yeah, 3 minutes. Yeah, he's about to get mugged, and Elliot's going to go, wait a minute.
Nothing worse than trying to remember the steps you learned in your boxing class while it's actually a fight going on.
Also, it's just fighting. Like, when the bullets start flying, you go back to how you... Yeah, exactly.
You cover it up and run it.
There's nothing he's going to learn there that's going to help him.
My two pieces of advice for Elliot, get pepper spray and learn how to run.
Right. Yes, wear track shoes.
Yes. I'm going to take you down, sucker. You're not getting my money.
Get pepper spray. Yeah, for sure. Get pepper spray, bro.
Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. You're on WIP. What's up, Ziggy?
Hey, all right. Yeah, geez, Spike, I hope moving forward you defend the Eagles and the hitters 1-6 on the Phillies team the way you're defending Joel.
Totally agree.
Man, I'm like, geez, come on. Really? Already? Like, are they going to let us know ahead of time which games at home he's not playing so we don't buy tickets for that? Like, what?
How many Sixers tickets you bought in the last 3 years, Ziggy?
None.
Okay. And what are you worried for?
None.
but you're so worried about the ticket purchasing, yet you don't buy Sixers tickets.
I missed it. I miss Sixers basketball.
So go. They win 50 games every year. Go to a game. Have some fun.
No. I mean,
and by the way, I do gush about the other teams when they play well.
I'm just saying, I'm not attacking you either, Spike. It's just like every year for the past 10 years,
yes,
there's always some reason, it's like, oh my God, like really, it's just tiring, even for somebody like me that's only like a passing fan,
I agree with you. Imagine having to talk about them for 3 hours every week, which I have to do. I need Buzz in there. I need Buzz in there today.
Let's talk first.
Well, no caller would get on the air then.
Yeah, yes. Well, that's a good point. They'd never be reminded.
They'd all be on speaker.
All right, Ziggy, what do you got on the Eagles?
All right. So, yeah, this team got behind their coach this week because, you know, they've been hearing it from everybody about their play and this and that. And that's great, and it was a good, inspiring thing. But really, like you're saying, everybody needs to get to work every week and plan a strategy. And it's not, you know, every week, whatever emotion you need to pick you up to get you ready, okay, that's great. But you really need a specific working schedule, something, a strategy going in every week on how you're going to attack the team that you're facing. So it's great what happened. And I love it, but, you know, moving forward, you got to stay as a team.
Yeah, well, I think the point Ike made that hopefully this puts them in position to build habits.
Yep.
That make, because the other thing that happens that we didn't mention is if you guys win games, there's going to be no them locally to rally against.
Exactly.
There's
going to go
talk
away.
About.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, right. It's a good starting point. It helped them rally. They can see, they saw what they can do. They can blow a team out regardless of where you think they should be or not. And winning ugly is good too, because that shows how tough they are. So we just got to keep it together mentally. I mean, it's all from the shoulders up now, boys. If you're not in shape by now, you're not going to be. And it's all from the shoulders up.
I agree. And the mental part of that, and appreciate it, Ziggy, the mental part of that for me is not allowing the outside noise to cause you guys to point fingers at each other or take shortcuts and things of that nature. Because I think that's what really happened last year. That is why they couldn't come out of the rut that they were in.
Because they were too busy pointing at each other.
Yeah, man. And all that stuff that was bubbling underneath the surface started coming out.
The other thing that can happen, if you pay too much attention to what's going on outside, here's the other thing. Let's say you guys win three games in a row and you blow everyone out. Then all of a sudden, all of the praise about how great you are, if you're paying attention to the bad stuff, you're going to probably pay attention to that stuff too.
And now you're not working. You don't have the same edge,
right?
Concentration,
right? So the end of the day, it's really about what they do in the practice facility all week and executing on Sundays. All right, I'm not terrified for the top 5 of 5. I am for the text line.
Oh yeah.
So top 5 of 5 is next, Jack. What do we have in store in the top 5 of 5?
Things I can't see anymore.
Things you can't
see.
I can still see. Don't worry.
I was going to say, you too. I like to do the show blind.
All right, soundboard guy over there. He did nothing. All right. Well, top 5 of 5 is next.
Yeah.
This is the WIPF.
He's on the board with his fingers on the triggers.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah.
Listen, Spike gets back into a corner. He starts questioning everyone's work ethic.
Yeah.
I get back into a corner. I got the drop board.
He's like a beautiful mind with a drop board over there. He sees the drops in the air.
Yep.
All right. Top 5 of 5.
Still can't find Ike juice, though. I don't know where it is.
Sure.
Top 5 of 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.